Men's shirt collars, a frame for the face. Men's dress shirt collars come in all different colors, sizes, and styles. However, one thing holds true for all of them. They are a frame for the face. So regardless of the type of jacket or tie, one's shirt collar is always going to be visible and is going to play a very major role in determining how a wearer's face is going to appear to observers. So choosing the right collar is probably one of the most important, I would say is the most important thing when it comes to a dress shirt. Because think about it, you're going to have on that jacket, you're going to hide 90% of that dress shirt. Maybe the cuffs might peek out, but everyone is going to see that collar. So let's quickly talk about the different types out there. And so first we have the turndown collar. Turndown collars are a staple found in gentlemen's shirts. They offer the most opportunity for individual taste. These collars, as the name suggests, are turned down, and they form a sort of triangle whose angles vary with the particular look one is aiming for. Although there are countless variations, the turndown collar comes in two main varieties, the point and the cutaway. So again, the turndown collar is on 99% of collars we see out there. I mean, there are band collars and there are wing collars, but most everything out there is a turndown collar. Particular to the turndown collar, we're going to start off talking about the point collar. So the point collar is the most common collar style. It's the de facto one, the one that almost all off-the-rack manufacturers choose to go with. And this is where the collar is cut so that the points are reasonably close together. And when I mean points, I mean the far end of the collar. And these go out about maybe two and a half to 2 3/4 of an inch on most shirts. Now, they can be a little bit longer. They can be a little bit shorter. This really depends on the size of the shirt and how good the manufacturer did with getting the proportions right. But what we're going to see is this is going to be the best one for creating an arrow in a slimming effect on a round face. And that's why most manufacturers go with it. It's going to suit the most number of face types. However, the cutaway or the spread collar is the other type that I wanted to speak of. And it's the second most popular style. It's actually a lot more popular in Europe than it is in the United States. It's not going to be as popular with manufacturers simply because it can make a man's face look wider. However, the cutaway collar is beautiful. In a sense, when you wear a tie with it, it really shows off a lot more of the tie knot. It does require, oftentimes, that you tie a wider knot and one that is, perfectly tied, because so much of it's going to be exposed. However, on the thin gentleman, on a gentleman who wants to draw a little bit more attention to his face, the cutaway or the spread collar is perfect. Now let's talk about button-down collars. This one in the United States is probably actually more common than the cutaway collar. And the button-down collar was made famous by Brooks Brothers. It's usually a softer collar, and of course we recognize it by the buttons over on the ends of the tips. It's a great collar type. It could be worn successfully with a tie, although it is the least formal, and you need to be aware of that. So if you're going to a really dressy event, you do not want to go with a button-down collar. Although you can wear it with a tie, and I've seen men try to pull it off, it never looks right. And if you have a custom clothing manufacturer that allows you to make a button-down collar with French cuffs, you need to run, and run fast. Pin and tab collars. They're also worth mentioning, although they're lesser known. And the difference, and quickly, so the pin collar, you're going to know it because it's going to have holes on the sides, and it's going to have room for a pin. And this collar, you know, it's something that it's more decorative. You need to have, quite a lot of swagger to be able to pull this off. I've seen it done in the finance industry, but it is a very rare collar, although I do probably make one a month for a special client. The second is the tab collar, and this employs a small tab that extends from the middle of each point, and it's fixed together. It basically has shorter collar points, and it creates a more of a standing look. And so the points don't go as far down towards the collarbone. And like the pin collar, this forces the tie forward and up, and it creates a standing look. So what it does is allows the tie knot to be more pronounced. Wing collars. I talked about them briefly, but wing collars are going to be seen in black tie. And even then, they're starting to disappear. very few men actually pull off a wing collar. It's the one collar that you could pull a turn down collar you could actually wear nowadays in black tie. A wing collar is reserved only for a black tie. You should never wear it in anything that's not a formal event. But the wing collar, it looks best and looks great with a tuxedo. And like the name signals, basically a wing collar has the two small wings at the front, which they're tucked behind the bow tie whenever it is tied. So these collars, again, they're reserved for formal wear. And there's something that I would say is just in 1-2% of a man's wardrobe, and you can probably get away with never owning one, which is kind of sad because it's a pretty cool collar. All right, well, that summarizes collar styles.